The ship sails for many weeks. Then, the ship sails into a bad storm and breaks. Sinbad lands in the sea. After many hours in the water, he arrives on a beach. Sinbad begins to explore. There are big black rocks all around the beach, and a big cave with a river in it. He finds wood from old ships and hundreds of jewels in the cave.
"More jewels,"
says Sinbad, and he puts some of the beautiful jewels in his bag. Soon, he begins to feel hungry.
"There are lots of jewels here,"
he thinks.
"But there's nothing to eat. I must look for something. But where?"
Sinbad takes wood from the old ships and makes a raft. He puts the raft on the river, in the cave, and rows for days through the dark cave. He feels more and more hungry every day. After 6 days, he's very ill and tired. But then, he sees some blue sky. He can also see two strange men.
"Welcome to the country of Serendip,"
they say.
"Please, give me something to eat,"
cries Sinbad. The men give Sinbad lots of good things to eat.
"You're a lucky man,"
say the men.
"Come with us to see our king."
Sinbad meets the king of Serendip. He gives the king some of the jewels from the beach. He also tells him about the most important man in Baghdad, the Caliph.
"Your Caliph is a very good and wise man,"
says the king.
"Here are some presents. Please take them to him."
Sinbad sails back to Baghdad with presents for the Caliph. He thinks about his adventure in the cave.
"This time, I want to stay at home in Baghdad,"
he thinks. When Sinbad gives the presents to the Caliph of Baghdad, the Caliph says,
"I have some beautiful carpets for this wise king of Serendip. Please take them to him."
"Oh no,"
thinks Sinbad.
"Back to sea again."
Sinbad sails from Baghdad again with the presents for the king of Serendip. The king is happy to see Sinbad again, but Sinbad wants to go home.
"I'm tired of adventures now,"
he says.